It's in Tzadik Hei, we're up to Siv Gimel. We've discussed the last couple of weeks the dinim of Napanat, which are negea to food. Till now we were talking about parva foods cooked in fleshiga or milchiga pots. Simit Tzadik Hei Siv Gimel is a totally different concept which comes down to the same shaila. We're talking here about washing dishes. We talk about washing dishes in the sink, which is not a kli rishon, but the Shulchan Aruch, it goes through the cases in the way that it was in their days. In their days, typically dishes were washed in a kli rishon. You had a keli that had hot water, and if it would have in it milchik and fleshika dishes, or it would be a fleshika keli that had milchika dishes, that would be the shaila of a kli rishon about washing it together. Now our sinks, where we pour from a nida milchik or fleshik or keli onto fleshiks and milchis together, we'll get to in the Ramah. We'll have to go in order. And remember that the Mechaber Shita was that the naparnat is mutter. Naparnat meaning, if you have water or vegetables cooked in a fleshik or pot, even a ben yaimai, the Mechaber Shita was that it's totally parah, even lechatzila. Right? Our whole issue with leftover spaghetti, mixing it with cottage cheese or the like, was only according to the Ramah. The Mechaber Shita was that an aparnat is not a problem. That parah of a food cooked in a fleshy kapat is parah. Cooked in a fleshy kapat is parah. Now, if you go with that mahalach, so the Mechaber Shita here is going to be very easy. If I'm washing milchika dishes, even if it's in a fleshiga pot, where I cooked water in a fleshiga pot, the water in the pot is parav. And therefore, the water in the pot can't aser the other dishes. Now, obviously, if there's be'en, I have a big fleshiga pot, I blow water on the fire, take it off the fire, now I'm putting in milchika dishes and washing milchika dishes. Well, let's see, according to the Mechaber, the water is totally parav. Because the Mechaber doesn't hold an aparnat at all. So water cooked in a fleshiga pot, the Mechaber Shita is totally parav. And therefore, there's no, according to the Mechaber, there will zicha be no issue at all. The whole issue will begin according to the Ramah. If the dishes are clean, why are we washing them? Interesting question. The question is, if the dishes are clean, why are we washing them? You're right. One minute. Well, what I think he's asking, the fleshiga pot is clean. So it's not going to ask the milk of kikela. But the milk of kikela you're putting in, if they have milk in them, they're going to ask the fleshiga pot. So let me just answer this question. Everything ben yaimai. But if there's be'en, the Mechaber will say, if there's no shishim against the be'en, it's going to be a problem because of the be'en. So that's clear, if there's be'en, that it's going to answer, we're talking about clevishim. If there's no be'en, it will not.
You have to be shishim against it.
So the Mechaber, let's read the Mechaber, it's easy, and then let's try to think about the Ramah before we turn the page. The Mechaber says, Ka'arei shel basar, shehudchu b'yayrach ha'leves. Fleshiga pots that are cleaned, washed in a yairach halavis, in a big milchika keli, b'chamin sheyatz aledes ben, in boiling hot water. Afilu shneim b'nei yaiman. Even if both the milchika fleshiga pot are b'nei yaiman, mutter. Mishum dehavalei nice and tam bar nice and tam dehetera. So napanat dehetera, mechaber shita is, even lechatchila, napanat dehetera is not an issue. Only be sure that there's no be'en. Either there's no mamish fleishiks on it, or if there is, that it is shishim in the water connected it. So memela, there's no issue because it's only blias. And according to the Mechaber Shita, blias are not a problem.
A dishwasher
is not this case. We're going to have to get to a dishwasher. No, we're going to have three cases. We have a case of the Mechaber. We have a kli rishon in which you're washing dishes. Then we're going to have a case.
Dishwasher.
We are pouring. That's an Iroi. Assuming a dishwasher is an Iroi and not a Klirishan Mamish, it's certainly not a Milchika Klirishan.
It's even better.
So it's even better. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the Ramah Shita is, though. The Mechaba Shita is, even a Klirishan, there's no problem.
How do you see the Mechaba as a
Klirishan? What?
How do you see the Mechaba as a Klirishan?
How do you see the Mechaba's Klirishan? The Mechaba Shita is that a Klirishan does nothing. It's cold. So his whole issue of Mamosha's Asering only makes sense of a Klirishan. Right? Mechaba's Shita is, there's no such thing as a Klirishan.
What?
Well, he really does, because the word Ka'ara is always a Klirishan. Kedera is always a Klirishan, and a Kaira, a Ka'ara, is always a Klirishan. Kedera is always is generally a Klirishan, right? So this is the sheet of the Mechaber, that there is no problem. Now, before we turn the page, what should be according to the Ramah? So let's think. What do we say? If you have leftover spaghetti that was cooked in a fleshiga pot, and you want to mix it now with cottage cheese, so what do we say? Mechaber holds is no problem. It's totally parv, no problem. We hold, l'chatchila, you don't mix it with cottage cheese. Right? We say l'chatchila, you don't mix a naparnat with the opposite min. However, we said that even according to the Ramah, you never throw out food because of a naparnat. But the Eved, it's never going to ask her anything. Right? Naparnat, the Chumrah of the Ramah, was all in Lechatchilas, not in B'di'evets. So L'chayra, the Ramah should not argue with this Mechaber, because the Mechaber is not talking about doing it Lechatchilas. He's not saying that lechatchila you can wash milk and dishes and flesh a kapat.
Sure.
He's saying that b'di'evet it doesn't answer. So according to what we know, there should be no difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah in this issue, and that's taka true. According to what we know so far, there should be no problem. Yet the Ramah here brings in a chumrah, and that chumrah is based on a Tosfos and Daf Kuf Yud Beis in the Sechtes Cholin and the Sugya of Naparnat. And now you can turn the page, and if you agree with me, and we'll try to see why he asks this. Because according to what we know, it shouldn't be aser. Because we learned now by not that it never asks. The Mechlekes Mechaber Amo is Lechatzila. Are you allowed Lechatzila to mix leftover spaghetti from a fleshiga pot with cottage cheese? Mechaber says you can do a Lechatzila. Ramo says not Lechatzila. But everyone agreed that it's not going to aser.
Before we turn the page,
you turn the page.
Why does the Mechaber use a lotion of Shehut Chul?
Shach says that even like the Mechaber, you shouldn't do a lechatchila. Even like the Mechaber, lechatchila, you don't do a lechatchila, you're not going to wash in a flesh of the path. Even according to the Mechaber.
There is no way that's food, but
Kalim. You never throw out anything. Not by not, you never throw out anything.
And the Kalim are fine.
Power of a food, you never. Because the power of a food that's good in the flesh of the path, you never throw out, you never kasher, nothing. It's all lechatchilas. Right? Okay, the Ramah.
The Shach says that you can do a lechatchila.
He says you should not. Even like the Mechaber.
You should not do a lechatchila.
Right, you asked me why the Mechaber can do a lechatchila.
Why not? No, why not? My question is why not?
Because lechatchila, you don't make a naparnat to mix with the other men. Even the Mechaber. It's made already, but you don't make the spaghetti to eat with the other men.
The question is what you call lechatchila.
It's two lechatchilas, one for cooking, one for this. Okay, now let's learn this all-important Ramah, and we'll try to understand his reasoning. His psak, he says clearly, and his reasoning, we'll see two possible reasons. Dr. Ramah, v'yesh oisrim afilu ein shuman davik behem. There are those who aser the milcha kapatz, even if there's no behem. Ela im kein, echa min hakelim, eina bin ayayma mablias klirishin. Unless one of the two is not a ben yaimai, os kalakelim utarim, v'hamayim noyigem v'hem issa lechatchila. Now, we just said a mouthful. What do we say? That if both kalim are b'nei yaiman, the Ramah says that we're going to aser. If both kalim are b'nei yaiman, they have to hook up to the case, because the case is going to get bigger as time goes on this morning. Right now the case is, you're washing milchik kalim in a fleshiga pot. And there's no issue of be'en. Let's say you have a milchik kekeli, but the be'en is part of the be'en. There's no issue of milk or meat. It's only an issue of a bliya from the fleshika pot and a bliya from the milchika pot that you're washing, the milchik kekeli you're washing. You're washing one in the other. What could the possible problem be? We know a naparnat is mutter. What is the lumdis that a naparnat is mutter? So we said that a blia, what's not barnat? Nois and tam. The blia went from the meat into the pot. Bar nois and tam, and then it went out into the water. It's niklash. Once it goes into the water, it's a weak taste. Taisvis is machmir in this case, and Taisvis has two pshatim, there'll be nafkaminas between the two pshatim, as to why we're machmir. The main reason, which is the only reason the shach brings, is a chshash that the blias are going to meet before they dissipate in the water. Which means that the blia of the outside pot and the blia of the inside pot, it's true when they come into the water and the water becomes a naparnat. It's a weak taste. And that's why spaghetti cooked in a fleishiger pot is not really fleishiger because it's a weak taste. But when it's there simultaneously in a klirishon, we're afraid the blias are going to meet. The two blias are going to meet each other before they dissipate, before they spread into the water. And it'll become chaticha nas nevela. The blias will become blias of basa b'chalav. And we know a naparnati sura is aser. If you cook water in a treifa pot, it's aser. It's only mutter if it's a naparnati atayra. If the blia comes out, spreads in the water, it becomes weak, and then it mixes with the other men. But, zaptasis, if the blia of the fleishiger pot, the blia of the milchiger pot, meet, then they are going to become iser mamish, and the mela, the iser remains iser. So again, the explanation is because the blias meet. I told you once before that when we learned Sheridaya, we used to use our fingers to show this way. That's how we're in Shia, that's how our palm explained it. And that became our simon, that blias are going to meet every time this came up. The blias are going to meet before they spread, and then it's iser. Now everything's going to be aser. And that is the Ramah's.
So if it was a parapat, it wouldn't be a problem.
Parapat is not a problem. It's only because the flesh of the pot,
they're both sending blias out.
Because they're both sending blias out, the blias may meet before they spread. This is the Chumrah of Taisus. Now Taisus has a second shot. Taisus is actually the first one, but Taisus has a second shot. Why it should be Aser? Taisus' other pshat is because the Kalim may touch each other. The Kalim touch, then the blias will certainly go from one to the other without spreading in the water. And then the blias, the kalim touching, then that's gonna ask, so the blias are going to go directly. Now, the problem with this pshat is that even if the kalim touch, we have a rule that ain't blia yaitzim a klila klibalai raitiv. A blia doesn't go from one kalim to another without the liquid. So it's really only going to go through the medium of the liquid anyway, which is only a problem like this pshat. According to the other pshat, we're saying that when it goes into the liquid, it still doesn't spread. So mamela it asks, if you hold of that, you don't have to say they touch. But they have to go through the liquid, but if the other pshat holds, they don't spread in the liquid, it's enough to ask. This pshat doesn't like that idea. It says, no, because it goes directly. But it never goes directly. It always goes through the water. Let's see it inside. I'll explain it. But let's see. Let's just, I've told you the two pshatim. Taz Ches brings them both. Let's learn the Taz, just to get an appreciation of the ideas. Taz Ches. V'yeshayisrim afilu ein shuman davet ben tamam avur b'taisvis. The leidami ledagim sha'olu bekara. It's not similar to fish that become in a fleishiger pot. The shani acha shakarais noigais bimachvas. This is, I said second, this Taisa's first shot, that the two karais touch each other in the klirishon. V'nifle tam izel izeh v'habatam sheni b'iser. And the tam goes directly from one keli to another, and therefore it's tam sheni b'iser. That's shot number one. Va'oid, and this is the pshat which I said first. Va'oid, the ha'kashat tama be'ishal basar v'shalcholam nichlus v'mayim. When the secondary taste of basar and the secondary taste of cholam go into the water, miyad nesra mayim. Right away, the water becomes aser. V'chayzrim v'aisrim akoris v'amachvas. And then, once they met and they become aser, they go and they aser everything else. Uberan before Hatama Sheni Shaltaisis Biyaiser, the Shani Bedogum Shalom Bakaira. It's different when fish were Belaya from a fleshing a Keli. Dakutach, and now you can eat it with Melechiks, like Kibble Tam Klaum Atamarishan. The Melechiks didn't get any taste from the fleshiks. Dainu Akara. Elamad Dogim. Do Tam Sheni. The meat already was in the fish, so it's already a knot, bar knot. Avokan, tama cholav an yifla l'toich ha-mayim, mekabel tami tama basarishin, shabakairis. Is the way I've explained it. That the tam of one bliya is mekabel tam from the other bliya. The man leim alon shalai yisaru plitas ha-basa plitas ha-cholav ba-atzman, b'loyim tzoas ha-mayim. Who can tell us that the flesh and the milk don't mix themselves without spreading in the water? Adkan l'shainai. Now here comes an important application. Till now we're talking only about washing dishes. All right, we're not worried about this sif, easy sif, because we never wash dishes in a klirishin. But one minute, if your whole blias could go directly without spreading in the water, this is negeya every time we cook string beans or cook potatoes. You're cooking potatoes in a fleshiga pot. You're sticking a milchik a spoon. Till now, we were saying, not by not, what's the problem? But now, we do have a problem. Because now, when you're going to stick your milk, your spoon, into the flesh of the klirishin, we're assuming they're both b'nei yayman, we should be worried the bliyas are going to touch each other. Dr. Taz, mishum hachim nizbashol mayim, or yurakis, b'kiderech eleves bas yayma, you're cooking water, or you're cooking vegetables, in a ben yayma, in milk, in kekeli, v'tokfu b'lai kafshol basa ben yayma, he's stuck in a flesh of a spoon, ben yaimai. Then some of neger a kafes yaimai. Oisrin ze afilu shnei mukunaches yafe. Even if they're both clean, they should answer. Afshe ze mamish din kari shutcha b'yayrish ezocha shulchan aruch. Even though this is the same as the shulchan aruch, mukam ksafti zeshu matzi b'yayser. This is much more common. So now, as I said, the sif suddenly gets very big, this Ramah. Ramah is saying that they have to be chayshish b'liyas meet be'en. So that cheshas, says the Taz, is not only when you're washing dishes, even if you're cooking part of a food, and you insert a spoon or a fork that's a ben yaymai, then vaita, you're going to have a problem with cheshish to bliyas meat, and everything is no good. The katat to the pot are no good, and even b'di'evet. This Ramaz Yeshayasim is asking even b'di'evet that the bliyas meat, and therefore you should have to answer, unless, of course, there's shishim against the spoon. You have a very big pot and the shishim against the spoon, then of course it's okay. But if there's no shishim, then it's a problem.
Why is it the deepest color? You can always assume that it's completely
different. Tipas cholav is when there's shishim against it.
Without the bitul issue, but you always assume that everything in the pot is mixed together.
So everything in the pot mixes together.
So how can you say that?
Well, you're talking the case with the shishim. In the case with the shishim, you're right. In the case with the shishim, we say that it spreads, even though technically the first second the milk fell into the chicken soup, it fell in one spot, it didn't spread, but it doesn't really matter because this is going to be the milk is going to be bottled with shishim, therefore it's mutter. Here it's not the same. Here the heter is not al shishim. We're not matter because it's bottled. Here, we're going to be matarit because it's a tam kolosh, because the hetera, a heter that's a napra not tam, is a tam kolosh, is a weak taste.
You still make so here. That it's going to meet before it has a chance to mix with the whole pot.
That's right.
Where here, you assume that everything is mixed together.
Because before, the heter was a heter of shisha. I don't think it has to do with the speed of the food. Even if you would put in something that melts into it, it would be the same thing. I don't think it has to do with the speed of it. I think it has to do with the heter. If the heter is bitul b'shishim, then it's a heter. If the heter is because the tam is niklash, then it's not a heter. Because once it becomes iser and being niklash, it's not a heter. Once it becomes iser, if the heter is bitul b'shishim, the heter still applies. If the heter is naparnat, the heter no longer applies. That's the difference. That the order in which it happens only matters by naparnat. It's naparnat that teira is muta, but naparnat once it becomes iser is aser, and that's why here it's a bigger problem.
So you're saying dogim isn't balea from the iser mamish, it's balea from the mayim. I think here we're saying that iser is
Right. Right. It's only an apar nat. Pre-dogim, right? Pre-spreading. When the belia is still, before it's spread, before it's niklash, that it means. Now, there's a nafkamina between the two reasons. What are the two reasons of Taisvis? Either the belia is neat, or that one keli touches the other keli. There's a nafkamina if there's shishim in the mayim. If there's 60 times the amount in the water, if we say the belia is meat, if the shishim, who cares? If the shishim, it's still, it spreads in shishim. And by shishim, we're always going to be matir. If the kelim meet and the bliya goes without the water, then it should answer even without the no matter what. Lamaisa, we know, we had in Simon Tzadik Dalid, that if the shishim connected the spoon you stick in, that it's mutter. And therefore, clearly we pass in like Tosis' second teretz, the teretz I said first, the chash, the bliya is meeting, which is the only reason the shach brings, shach yud beis, doesn't even bring the other reason. He brings only this reason, Shach Yud Beis, Yesh Oisrim, Afilu Ein Shuma David, Ben Tama Daha, Kishe Tama Sheni Shabbosu Shacholam Nechnosim B'mayim, B'yad Nesru Amayim, and then Chayzim V'Oisrim HaKoris V'Hayayrim. Because they answer first themselves, V'ayim Sukkotin, Hey, Loshon Haran, the Ram was the Ram we just read in the Taz, Abuk She'echon Mehen, Ratzloim HaKoris V'Hayayrim, Eina Ben Yoimai, Kol HaKelem Utarim, Let's see. The one that's a ben yaima is certainly mutter. Shari le kibbul tam ela bakli she'ena ben yaima. Shunai s'nam lefka. Vaisi she'ena ben yaima inami mutter. Dari kibbul tam ena pranat. Dainu hetem yach she'ena ben yaima. So he's saying that only when they're both ben yaima is there a problem. When she'en kain, when one's ena ben yaima, then there's no issue at all. So he's making that he only takes this reason, that the bliyas meet nafkamina again, if the shishim the heta would apply, and he holds that this reason is really the ikar reason. Now, the ena ben yaimai is only ben, well, we always guys ena ben yaimai to ben yaimai v'chatchila, we wouldn't stick in a flesh of spoon into milch kapah. Now, even if you know it touched the pot, yes. The lumdis of dismissing the other pshat, because the kalim touch each other, the lumdis is what Dr. Amari started to say before. It gets confusing unless you separate the two svaras. Again, we have one svara, the bliya is meat. If the bliya is meat, that's a problem. If you hold, there's no such thing as the bliya's meeting in the water. And you want to answer only because the kalim touched. So there, we don't hold like Tosis other teretz. The other Rishon don't hold like Tosis teretz that the kalim touch. Because kalim touching be'etzem and apelea one for the other. Because ain't kli, ain't bliya, it's a kli, l'kli, b'lai raitiv. Kalim touching wouldn't answer. They only answer because of the water that they go through. So mimele, if they go through water, it becomes an apar not before it goes into the other kli. Just we're machmir because even in the water we're chayshish to bliya's meat, but the touching itself doesn't make it any worse than stamazeh when the bliya's meat. So we're chayshish for this idea that there are more answers even for the evid. You have to kasha kalim because of the bliya's meaning. If you have such a keli and it doesn't pay for you to kasha it, you can give it to a svardi and he can use the lechatchila because he doesn't hold that it's aser. Everybody goes to the psak of the beis yais. But
the food you can give
now.
This food, we have a problem.
The food, if it's shnei ben ayayman,
if it's not spooning,
yes, okay, all right. The food. The yeah.
Hot water and the fish kebabs. Would you like to put milk in it now?
If you cooked hot water in a flesh of kapat, that's an apar not.
Right.
The Beis Yosef holds you can add milk to a lechatchila.
Yeah,
Ramo says no, that's an apar not. You can't add lechatchila. Now,
the kelim don't touch.
Yes.
Right.
Koytai says that doesn't matter if they touch or they don't touch, because the bliyas meet be'en. I said it first. Okay, the second. Yeah, if you knew they didn't touch, according to the other terrorists of Tyson, it would be a kula. We're talking everything's a ben yaimai right now. When we do our gala, we use it only eina ben yaimai, of course. Right. Both eina ben yaimai. We do our gala only when they're both not ben yaimai. Only when they're both not ben yaimai. We do our gala l'chatchila. They're both not ben yaimai. That's what we do. Right. We're not. If you have 60, it doesn't matter. But. Now,
when we said that the bleed doesn't go from one keli to another keli without right, so how does it ever go from one keli to another keli?
How does it ever go from one keli to another keli?
If you're saying
by iser, remember this is all by heter. By iser, it won't help that it goes through right, because napranati sur is awesome. This whole cool
never
is said,
there's never such a thing as right, because when we're saying that if they touch, they're going to direct.
Go through the water.
Yeah. If either they go through the water.
See, but by Isser, it's always going to answer. Because the whole cool of Naparna is only Naparnata Teira. Okay, now, we have to go back to something we had in Tzadik Dalet Sifhei, which there was called the Chumra Balaitam. In Tzadik Dalet, at the end of the Ramon Sifhei, he had a Chumra, which was an extraordinary Chumra, a Chumra that we couldn't understand the reason for. The Ramah said, at the end of Sifhei, we're talking there about a Kederish of Ishmael by Yerokis Eimayim. The Tachvu Ba Kaf Ben Yaimayim. You're cooking vegetables. Vakdera Einabas Yaima, Eila Hepach. We had our case, you're cooking vegetables, you put in a milachika spoon, and a fleishika, it's a fleishika pad, one is a ben yaimai and one is not a ben yaimai. That was the Ramah's case, which we just read at the end of the shach. It's not a problem. What's the problem? One's a ben yaimai, one's not a ben yaimai. So what could happen? Dana ben yaimai doesn't aser anything. The ben yaimai doesn't make it aser, it's only fleishik, so milachik, so there's no issue. The Ramah wrote, the minute we said is to eat the food like the ben yaimai, the lesser hakli she'ena ben yaimai, and to aser the ena ben yaimai keli, the ena yelachum rabalma kimidina hakol shari. Said ena yelachum rabalma, it's not minadin. We called it a chumra b'laitam, which is what I'm cooking spaghetti in a fleshiga pot. I stick in a milk to spoon. The minig is to asa the keli ain't a ben yaimai. That if the pot is a ben yaimai, the spoon is not a ben yaimai, I have to kasha the spoon. We said we didn't know the reason for that. Now this comes up in the house very often, that both being a ben yaimai is rare, but one being a ben yaimai is not so rare. See here, if you're cooking in a fleshiga pot, you're stuck in a milk to spoon from the drawer. It's tama ain't a ben yaimai. So we're saying now that milchika spoon has to be kashered. Why should it have to be kashered? What in the world could be wrong? It's a naparnat. This whole sif is coming when they're both b'nei yaiman. If both the spoon and the pot are b'nei yaiman, Ramah, Mechaba says it's muta. Ramah says it's also. We're saying, why is it also the bli is meat? All right, that's when they're both b'nei yaiman. If one's not a ben yaimai, it should be totally muta. Here the Ramah said that it's a chumra b'leitam, but Medina Hakol Shari, but he says the minig is to kasher the Ena Ben Yaimai Keli. And what's going on? The Ramah here himself says that one's Ena Ben Yaimai is mutter. He says on the third line, after he said Yeshayim Afilin Shuma David Bam, by us he said Amakenechem Nakelim Ena Ben Yaimai. He said if one's not a Ben Yaimai, it's no problem. And over there he brings this chumra to be machmir. So what's going on? So the Taz, what? Whose Chumrah is it? Where did the Chumrah come from? The Chumrah comes from the Aruch, the Isavet HaAruch. That's where it comes from. What? The Ena Ben Yaimai has to be kasher. Not the Ben Yaimai. Ben Yaimai didn't get anything. We wanted to get, it didn't get from anything else. The Ena Ben Yaimai got from the Ben Yaimai, so it has to be kasher. Right? The Ena Ben Yaimai's milchis, it got from the flesh. So what's the reason for it? When we learned that, I told you that shortly after we learned this, somebody in Yeshiva had a shayla, Mamish did shayla, and he asked us the shayla, And we said, oh, it's going to be Aser. You're going to have to kasha the keli. And he went to ask Rav Palm. He came back. Rav Palm told him, just eat the food in paper plates with plastic utensils, and you don't have to kasha anything. So what's going on? What do you mean, just eat a paper plate? Ramos says, you have to be machmir. Teretz is, even though you learned Tzadik Dal Tzefei, you didn't see a reason, if you have patience, you wait till Simit Tzadik Hei, and you look at Taz Tess, the Taz asks the Stira. We'll start from the second half of Taz Tess. Lefima Shekosa Ramos Simit Tzadik Dal Tzefei. Here he brought this Ramah. Lesser Aklishe Nebiyayim Emishum Chumra. Hoyolei Lechtev Gan Kankain. The Chataimu. Why didn't the Ramah say the same thing here? It's exactly the same case. Vinirin. The Dafka Hasam Sphere Leshiesh Lahach Mir Mishum Maris Ayin. The whole list of the air is Alt Maris Ayin. Lefisha Ma'arin Amaychol Etechlishu Kiminshu Ben Yaimai. Someone's going to look at you. He says, see, what are you doing? You're cooking in a milk, well, you could have it either direction. I'll say the pot is Eina Ben Yaimai. A milk Eina Ben Yaimai pot. You stuck in a Fleishik Ben Yaimai spoon and you mix the spaghetti. So spaghetti you have to use as Fleishiks now. Someone's going to look at you, you take from milk a pot, putting the spaghetti in a flesh of a plate and eating with a flesh of your utensils. To say, what's going on here? That's Marisayan. You're going from milchiks into fleshiks. Or the reverse, if the pot was a ben yaymai and the fork was a ben yaymai, you stirred it with a fork or a spoon, a ben yaymai, they're going to say, look, you stuck in a milchik a ben yaymai and treating the spaghetti like fleshiks. So he says, Dafka hasam sviru le shesh lahachim imishu Marisayan. If you shemar and amaychol etechakli kamishu kamim ben yaymai. Because there you're going to treat the food as a ben yaymai. Mishomachiyach lesser akli she'en a ben yaymai. V'zein v'shayach kan. Why is it not shayach here? So what are you going to do with the water here? Here it's dish water. You're going to throw it into the garbage. Here we're talking you're washing dishes. You're throwing away the water. See, if you're throwing away the water, then there's no problem. This chumrah of the Ramah Tzadik Dalet does not apply if you throw out the food. So that, look, if you had this situation, you're cooking in a ben yaymai fleishig pot, you're stuck in a ina ben yaymai milchik spoon. So I call you and I tell you, look, you have to kasha the pot, unless you throw away the food. Now what would you rather do? Throw away a pot of food or have to go kasha the pot? Nowadays, most people would throw out the food. The Ramah says, the way Taz is explaining, the whole thing is al tmar aside. If you throw out the food, then there's no problem. You don't have to kasha the pot. It's only because of marasayin of the way you're going to use the pot. It's not a marasayin in the Gemara that they were geyser. It's a marasayin of the minig of this event. So on that, Rav Palmi said that you don't have to throw out the food. If you eat the food in parava kalim or in disposable kalim, so now there's no marasayin. So there also, it's not a Gemara's marasayin. It's a chashash that the Ramah brings. So then it's mutter because of this this Ramah.
It seems like a promise, like you by doing the extra step.
It's extending it a step more.
Yeah.
If the husband cooked, you think the wife wouldn't notice? Just when the wife cooks, the husband doesn't notice. It's what? Not everyone is that smart to follow the whole. Yeah, they're going to think, yeah, you know what the wife says. Yeah, you have all these reasons it's for the show. My mother wouldn't be mad at it. It's no, they saw it come out of the pot. Into a disposable plate. So what's the problem? What's the problem? I put it in a disposable plate. It doesn't look like it's milk. It doesn't look like it's fleshy. No, we saw it going out of a fleshy pot. It's being eaten with milk utensils. No, you mixed it. You mixed it. That's the shayla. The question is afterwards: is there be a marasayin afterwards? What? Zirakis. Yeah, but you lechatchila we eat the spaghetti like the min ben yaymai of the kli. Where it came from? That's the original shayla. The original shayla. Yes, the shayla. Now people see you eating it, and the. Marasayin is not on the original shayla, it's on the way you're serving it. On that, look, it's a minig, the Ramah calls it a minig b'lay tam. And, what? B'lay tam, because it has no makar. We usually don't make our own marasayins. The question is asked, why is he called b'lay tam? He just gave a good reason. The answer is, we really have a rule. We don't make our own marasayans. But, you know, that's because of polaitam. It's, okay. The one last shaila, and then we'll get on to washing dishes in a more conventional way. What happens if the thing you're cooking is not water? The thing you're cooking is, let's say, rice. You're cooking rice in a flay sugar pot, and you're stuck in a milch spoon. Do we say bleus meat without spreading only in liquid? Or even in some type of solid food, it has to be solid that you can stick a keli into, so let's say rice or corn, someone's cooking. Do you say the same idea that the bleus could meet ban? So I don't know how you'd be done this in Svara. I don't know any way to deal with it for Svara, but both the Prima Gadim and the Chavis Das, and Simon Tzadik Dalid, Chavis Das, Yisakot and Chavav, agree that this Chumar applies not only in liquid, but even in, their example is rice that's being cooked. The chash, the bleus meat ban, applies in all cases. You want to ask me the physics of it, how the bleus meat, I can't explain it to you. But Maramakam and Ilach, they both say that the chash of the bleus meeting applies not only by a liquid, but by this as well. What? They say even if it's the stomach, even if you cook it in water, the water bubbles out. That's the lashon they use. So there is one kula here in the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says that for this chumra of the bleus meeting, you could be makel and be mitzareif. Remember, there's a shita, Taisa shita, Rabbeinu Tam shita, that Eina ben Yoimai doesn't need 24 hours. Even if it's overnight, it's also considered Eina ben Yoimai. Overnight means from it had that whatever it was cooked was before sunset, and now it's the morning after sunrise. So Rabbeinu Tam shita is that that's called the Eina ben Yaimai. We don't paskin like that, even though the Ramah does bring it down in one place. We don't paskin like that shita. But here, the Chachmas Adam says that with a tzirif of the Mechaber shita, that it's an apranat anyway, the Sachshash of the Bliyas meeting. So here, if it was not used in Belinas Laila, he says that a person could be Mekel. The Prima Gadim, in general, talks about whether he could be Mekel by Sveikis. Since this whole thing is a chumra, so this, I guess the sveikas have to be stronger shitas. It sounds like the Chachmas Adam could be mekel even on a weak safik, because this shita that overnight is Eina ben Yoimai is a so-called shvacha shita. It's not really an ikar anywhere, and yet the Chachmas Adam says that you could be mekel.
If you boil water in a flaming pot, you pour it into a carbon sleeve, then you have a milk spoon, or
if you boil water in a flaming pot. Well, in that case, it's already a klisheni, so it's not that much of an issue. You didn't mean it's being a klisheni. What we had earlier was that you shouldn't, an aparnat, you shouldn't pour into the opposite min, into keli, the opposite min, with iroi. That's what we had earlier in Sif Beis. In Shas of Katan Hay, he said not to pour it into a keli of the opposite min, the chatchila. So, you mean this reason? Yeah, this reason wouldn't apply. One is achazeh would not apply. Okay. Now back to the Ramah. So again, the Ramah said, "Kol hakelim mutarim, v'amayim leigim hem isla chatchila." Let me start the Ramah again, just to go straight. I don't know. I assume Allah is days, so I assume it's Allah's
days. Right?
Back to Tzadik Hei, the Ramah. Again, I'll read the Ramah one more time. Yes, Shaisa Befilain, Shuman Davik Behem, Taisis asks, even if Shuman is not Davik. Elam Kedechim and Akelim, Eina B'nei Yaiman, Mablias Klirishin. Unless one of the two Kalim is not a Ben Yaima, Oz, Kala, Kerul, Kalim, Utarim. Vamayim, Noyega Ben Isla, the Mayim, which has Blias of one, and the Eda Ben Yaima of the other, with Noyeg Isla Chatchila, presumably because of this Cheshash of Marasai. So the water we throw out. Avo, Im Shneyam Ben Yaiman, Now you have a second case. Not quite our kitchen. We're getting a little closer. You're cleaning it in a par of a pot. You're washing your dishes in a par of a pot. But it's a klirishin. And someone found, you're washing dishes, you find milchik and fleishik dishes both in what you're washing. Now this is not quite our case. Because our case, our sinks, are eli klirishin, which is going to be the next case. Here we're talking still in a kli rishon. In a kli rishon, a part of a kli rishon, you had fleishiks and milachiks. Im shneiem ben ayayma and v'diyach chaysam biyachad be kli rishon, hakoel oser, v'achi noyegin, vein lishanais. The minigis ta'aser, v'davka shehutchu biyachad u be kli rishon. This is when they were together in a kli rishon, and the bliyas could meet, as we said. Avo. If they're washed one and then the other one, or if they're cooked in a klisheni, even together, hakol shari. So klisheni, the mechaber zicha holds its mutter. Mechaber holds the klisheni is not even by leia. But even in a klirishin, if it's zeacharzeh, there's no chashash of the blius meeting the end. And memeila, there's not even a chashash of them touching each other. So memeila, it's mutter. What's the chiddush? Well, the chiddush is, there is a sheet in the Rishayim that will chayshish that the bliya, we said the bliya is meat. There is a sheet in the Rishayim that the bliya before it spreads could go into the other keli, so that we don't say. That the bliya is in the water with meat, that will chayshish. That the bliya will go directly into the other keli before spreading in the water, that we don't, that we're not chayshish for. So therefore, hutchu zechazeh b'klisheni, afilu b'yachad akol shari. Now, what happens if it wasn't a kli rishon? You're not doing, you're washing dishes in a kli rishon. Instead, you're pouring from a kli rishon, which is similar to our sinks, onto fleishiga kalim or milchika kalim. Now, again, the Ramah divides it into two cases. One is not similar to ours, and one is similar. The first case is not similar. It says, an ira, mikli rishon shel basa, al kli chalav, dinai ke kli rishon, va'oiser imhaya ben yaimai. If you pour from a kli rishon shel basar onto a kli chalav, again, a kli rishon shel basar, you take a kli rishon of it and you cook water. Now that water is a napernat. And you pour it al kli chalav, directly onto a milchik keli, dinai ke kli rishon va'oiser imhaya ben yaimai. Then it's like as if it wasn't a kli rishon. And it asers the bottom keli, not the top one, the Taz explains. It asers the bottom keli if it's a ben yaimai. Now, 1 minute. Well, how would that aser? Let's think it through. You have a fleshika keli with water in it, which is an apranat. And you're pouring it directly onto a milchika keli. Now, how could that aser? There's no be'en. We're only talking about a blia. How could this blia aser the bottom keli? This is already hard to understand. So the answer is that this machmirin holds that nitzog is a chibur. That the pouring, the flow of the pour is also a chibur. That the blias could still meet each other somewhere in the water, even though a flow, nitzog, a flow is going down. How do blias travel up against the flow? But this sheet is machmir, that nitzog chibur, that the pour is machabarit, and the blias could still meet somewhere in the water. Now the Shach argues with this Chumrah. Now you're not going to find the Shach so easily, because it's not here on the page. The Shach is earlier in the beginning of the Siman, the Shach of Cotton Hay. So you have to turn back a page, or in your photo step 2. There in Shach of Cotton Hay, the Shach was more makel than this Mechaber. If you look about 5-10 lines down, there's a dot that says, Mekomok in Linyan Dina, Tzorech Iyan. There he writes, just want to see that he says it's to our sif. Okay, because we'll see it. Right, I want to show you, I have to show you that he brings our Ramah, so you have to start from the beginning. He brings Sif Gimel up at the top. There he was talking about someone who cooked string beans in a fleshika pot. It's a regular napranat. So you're allowed to serve it in the milcha kamil. So the Ramah there said on the top line, litna b'kli shalem mutlachatzila. It's mamish astir in the Ramah. Ramah said that if you cook potatoes, spaghetti, string beans in a fleshy kapat, so it's a naparnat. You don't mix it with milk, but you're allowed to serve it in milcha kekelim. The Ramah said, litna b'kli shalem mutlachatzila. You could take the spaghetti from the fleshy kapat and pour it into a milcha kapat. So that's not like this Ramah, who said pouring hot water from a fleshy kapat onto a milcha kapat is aser. So if the shach, l'chayim, we'll start from the beginning of the shach, l'chayim mashma, fil litnam derech iroi mutter. He seems to say you're allowed to pour it. V'chein kosev isaveta ba'edya, v'chein kosev abasa. He said, d'alshad asarab, d'muta la'aris, b'klisha lehen, afil l'chatchila, elisha kosha. D'hari kosa, b'siv gimel, dim ira b'kli rishon shal basa k'li chalav, d'inai k'kli rishon, so he says, what's going on here? In our sif, he says, you're not allowed to pour a naparnat. What are you heated in a cleavish of flesh? You're not allowed to pour onto milachiks. And in Sifal Beis, he's saying that you're allowed to. What's going on? What's going on? You're going to have to be matchik that the Ramah here means to put it in without pouring. To put it in through a different keli, he says that's a daichik.
Maybe liquid stays attached more than food.
He's not mechalak here between food and drinks. I gave an example of food, but it would be the same thing. A liquid, a vegetable soup would be the same. Avu mikavakim linyan dina tzarachin, kiven dahar be poiskim a mechaber beklala matirin afilu b'nizbashlu system. Remember, the mechaber shita is there's no such thing as a naparnat. That a naparnat is you're allowed to eat it lechatchila with milk. So that matter fill this bashu for Rabbi go gufe matter b'di eved, and even when machber the aparnat when that machber b'di eved and kainira, dim ira mekliyishu shabasar a kli shalchalav d'shari davidi eved. So lemaisa he's saying lechatchilim don't put it in, but b'di eved he's arguing with this Ramah, and he's saying that it wouldn't answer b'di eved if you cooked milk or you cooked water in a fleshig pot and poured it onto milchika kelim. It would not aser a b'di'eved, because the water is a naparnat, and the naparnat is it doesn't aser things b'di'eved. The Ramah himself apparently holds, like the Shita, that nitzog is a chibur, that the poor connects it, but the Shach dismisses such a Shita. He doesn't even bring it into the Cheshbon. The Taz in the beginning of your Gimel explains that that's the Ramah's Meshita. But Lamaisa, the Shach is Mekel. Stira, I don't know, you have a Stira. You have to answer that there, it doesn't mean you're Imamish, maybe. So Lamaisa, the Ramah is considered to be Shver. A very interesting Lashon in the Archa Shulchan. Why do you do Lamaisa? This Ramah is a Chumrah piled on a Chumrah. You have to realize. The whole din of Naparnat is really Pirate. So Ramah is machmir. The naparnat is also. Then, when you have a naparnat in a pot of water, and you stick in a spoon, even in the klirishin, we have now a chumrah, gabe chumrah, chayshish b'li is meat. Second chumrah. Now it's a third chumrah. When you're pouring, we're still going to be chayshish b'li is going to meet up to kiluach, up to the nitzog, it's going to be a second, third chumrah, a third level chumrah, which the shach disagrees with. The Aruch HaShulchan's Lashon is that he doesn't understand this Ramah. He says, this is a Lashon, so since the Ramah said it, so if it's a Kli Matchis that you could kasher, you have to kasher. If it's a Kli Cheres that you would have to throw out, will be Mekel. And the Chachmas Sadim says the same, and the Prima Gadim also, they say, their Lashon is Behefsit Meruba, you could be Saimach and the Shach. Even though it's a pillow, when you consider all the Chumris in this Ramah, that naparnat itself is a chumrah, b'li'is meeting is a chumrah, and b'li'is meeting derech kiluach, nevertheless, you have the Aruch HaShulchan, Chafas Adam, and the Prima Gadim will all say to be machmir. It's interesting, because there are plenty of times the Aruch HaShulchan takes something that was yatzim v'piv shal ha-ramah, and he dismisses it. And here, I don't know, he says, hayav yatzim v'shal ha-ramah, that we're going to be machmir. It's only like nifsak hakiluach. Mm-hmm. Only when the bliya can meet derech hakiluach.
Also, the Shach's question seems to be that the yavet is mutar.
Over there, the Ramah sounds like he's matal lechatchila to pour the spaghetti into the other keli. So the Shach says that right there, the Ramah's matal lechatchila. Here he asks b'di'evet. So Shach says both of them are muta b'di'evet as lechatchila. You don't lechatchila pour. Lechatchila, you should not pour the hot spaghetti from a ben yomai into a kli of the opposite man. Yeah.
Which.
If because the kiluach is a chibur, so then they should both become aser. No, because the water. Remember, we're not chayshish that the bli is going to go up and hit the top keli. We're saying they're going to meet Ben in the water. If they meet Ben in the water, I guess they're falling back down. It's not going to go back up to the top keli. You mean if it's still connected, it should asa upwards also? That's what you said. Lamaisa, we don't say that, because Lamaisa, if someone pours hot water onto treif, a piece of treif meat, we don't say nitzich chubur upwards. In Hilchis Taruvis, we don't say that it asks upwards with the Eved. Even if you have chazer, you're pouring hot water onto chazer. Chatchila we ask him, with the Eved we don't ask him. So it can't go up and ask him a kelim. I think it's anything. It's anything, yeah.
Sometimes he's
called in
Ramah, and here with
Ramah's called
on himself, he says to
do
like the
Ramah. He says, however, you have to Pishar Ramah, I don't know. Steering the Ramah itself, I understand. Well, because we really understand the Ramah that he holds this idea of Nitzach Chivor and the Blias meeting Ben. I mean, so why didn't he say it there? Okay. Last case in the Ramah is our sinks. Aval, the second line, and Ira Mayim Raischim, She'enam Shalbasa, V'loy Shalchalav. Here, you have mamish our sinks. The water is coming from a par of a boiler. Your boiler in the basement is pariv. So, Im Ira Mayim Raischim, She'enam Shalbasa, V'loy Shalchalav, Al Kalim Shalbasa, V'Shalchalav Biyachad. In your sink, you find milchiks of fleshiks, and it's an irreclirishin into it, Afilu Shuman David Ben, Hakel Shari. There's no problem. The ain iroi keklirisha mamish. She yasa shahakelim shema ara alayem yivlu'u zemizeh. Means the following. Iroi, we hold, is mevashel. That means that if you pour from a klirisha, you take a hot kettle, and you have your flesh of the spoon, a milk of the spoon, b'deyayman, and you pour from the hot kettle on the two of them. So 1 minute, we say iroi cooks. So the Ramah is saying, itaka cooks. It's taka maflit, it causes blees to go in and blees to go out. But it's not maflit umavliya ke'echad. It doesn't cause the same iroi. Remember when you pour, we say it's only hot the instant it hits it, and then it's ademekele bala, and then it cools off. Iroi could cause a blee to go in. An iroi could cause a blee to go out. But it doesn't do both. Doing both takes time. We're not bekeem how much time it takes blias to go. But we know it takes some time for blias to go. Irikli rishin is not maflit umavliya ke'echad. It doesn't cause blias to go in and out. Now the Shach will explain, this doesn't apply to food. If you would have fleshig of food there, and milch of food there, the irik could cause the blias to travel. So that's not called maflit umavliya. That's the be'ed. But when it's a keli, where a blias has to come out of a dova kasha, so the Shach calls it Dava Kasha Keli. There, the Blias have to come out and go in. The Iri is not Maflit Mavliya Ke'echad. That's the Ramash Shita. It means that there's not enough Mamashis to Aser. The Ramash says, Afilah Shuma Davit Behen. I mean, the Ramash says, Afilah Shuma Davit Behen. So the Shach is going to be Matmiya on that.
So you
see the second.
Yeah.
Not Lechatchila, but if you did it already, the Ramash Shita is that it's no problem. And therefore, the Ramah says in Nintzu Karach Elavis Ben Kli Basar Like Hashir Shem Utchu Biyachad B'Derech Shedes Sarim. We don't assume that it was Aser, and it's Mutar. Ramah Sheet is it's Mutar.
On top of this, you have the Tzirut that we're not even sure that
ours forces are Klivishim. And ours, you'll have the Tzirut. Those who hold that the different pipes may be Klivishim, Klisheini. Okay, it's not the consensus opinion, but there is such an opinion that our pipes may not be. Now, here the Shach argues again. B'di'evet, if you wash it, it's okay. It doesn't say you should do lechatchila. He says, if you did it, what? Well, the language of Ramah is a filashum and David Bam, but the Shah says he doesn't understand it. If he's mamashis, it should be a problem. Now, he has to listen carefully, because the Shah is going to argue again. But it's a reverse. Before, the Ramah was machmir, and the Shah was mekel. Here, the Ramah is mekel, and the Shah is machmir. Let me explain. Before, the Ramah held a chumrah, that when you're pouring, the blias will somehow go up and it causes problems. On that, Chumrah of the Ramah, the Shach said, what are you talking about? There's no problem. If you pour, the blias stays totally separate. There's no issue. So on that, the Shach was Mekel with the Ramah was Machmir. Here, the Ramah is Mekel, where you're pouring from a power of a keli and you have fleshiks and milachiks on bottom. The Shach, Chof, is Machmir on this case. We have to understand clearly which case he's being machmir in. And the language, it's a little long, but the language is important because there are two issues. See, the Shach is bothered if there's be'en, he's zecha bothered. And even if there's no be'en, what bothers the Shach is that we paskin irui is mevashel, it cooks. The Shach holds that cooking is more than maflur mavliya. It's more than just bliya's traveling. Cooking, if it could cook, it could zichah be mafan of avliya ke'echad. That's going to be the Shach's taina. Really, two tainas. One, when it's be'en, and one, that it's mafan of avliya ke'echad. And therefore, the Shach is machmir, he holds irikli rishin, is mafan of avliya ke'echad. That's the Shach's chumrah. And let's learn through the Shach. It's important Shach, all right? They try to hold cup, and let's learn through the Shach. Einir b'kliyachad kikliyachad b'amish koshali. Domashma divay arav b'agos simis samaches if yud. The Urim of Ashul k'nei klipa. The Urim talks about pouring something on a chicken that's not salted to get the feathers off. So we say the pouring cooks the chicken. So there we say, Urim cooks k'nei klipa. V'chein kosev teres chatzot kolam and gimeldin beis. Sarachloyma disvirlei laharav. Ramos need the mevashel kol kach shatana galus mafanu mavliya. Tak, if you pour it on a chicken, the chicken is mafanu mavliya. Become a klishu kasha ainay beleya. The keli which is hard is not beleya. The ainay mafanu mavliya kachas beklishu kasha. It won't cause a bliya to go out and a bliya to go into a keli which is kasha and it needs a real iri. Okay, linyadina nira kamashu kasa bagashare dura. He says, I don't pass like the Rabbah. I pass the Shari Durasim the Zaim Shema Rash and Mavir Taras Khata Shom. The Nesru. The Kivan the Kaimalon, the Iri Mavashel. Since we pass an Iri cook, so Kamashi is Barsim and Kofes of Kutan Dalit. In Kechosha Kabishal Mamish. Umavliya a Philip a Kli. And it causes Blias to go even into a Kaili. Vachi Mucha Vidibi Amardachai. Vagos Ashri Sefa Vadis Kechadim. The Philip on the Yama Klisheni Mavliya. Umaflit. Ain't smarl chalik bekli shekosva mashekosva rabbeinu chayim kayin the tarnagaylim shenimlegu bekli sheini oisrim v'zel shayne l'fi devar v'ayin nesarim kol akelim. If you hold that in a kli sheini chicken is aser, the chicken that you're putting hot water on to get the feathers off is going to aser. Kol akelim shemoilgin by moilgin means to get the feathers off. Hatarnagaylus machmas adam. It says over there that if you're machmer a klisheni that the chicken is aser, then the keli is aser too. In kekoshkein the ma'ide kaimel on the irei mevashel the mevashel afilu the kli v'chein kosa mashal b'sifrei. Now I just want to warn you, everything he said till now, what's not clear in his lashon, where is he being machmer? Is he being machmer because there's be'en, and the be'en will go into the keli? And the Ramah was talking ben in the cases of chicken. The chicken is ben. Or is he being machmir even if there's no ben, just pouring onto two kalim that are touching each other? It's from chicken. It's from ben. So the Raya is bringing doesn't show anything when it's two kalim. Let's see his lashon throughout. The chen kosim mashal b'sifrei perakol abasa sisimus amadal zel shayna. Hey, chashiira mayim roisrim ala ka'ar rois. Again, he talks with this food. So we see he's machmir. The Gamara b'teres chatesham kasser shalei nagul lahakol b'zev sheish lahach b'makim sheinefse meruba. V'isavehete dehiter afilah shum and davik ben. And the isavehete was nagul. Hayu mishum da ozel etamei the svira lei the iroyenim of ashel. If the old iroy doesn't cook, so v'lei maflu l'mavliyah. If you look at that klipa, elavei leya k'day klipa kadoshim etzananai. He tells it doesn't cook. It's only balea k'day klipa k'mavur b'devar lehedya. Avlamai de kaimalon the iroy mavashel k'day klipa. We pass can iroy does cook k'day klipa. Nirokamash k'safti. So till now he's talking with a dirty. Well, even one is dirty that it asks. Miu hecha dehem nikiim. If there's no real fleishiks, no real milachiks on them, vade yesh lahatir mishum napa nat. K'demashma divrei mashal. Then you can be mekel. Because it's a naparnat. Aval hechadav klishalis the shleifei naparnat nirafil anaki yasser. If it's a treifa keli, it should be yasser. Tzarchiim b'zeh dash shafilu mevashel mevashel kulahai shafilu menaklivi avilu. So he's saying to be machmir when there's be'en, and not to be machmir when there's no be'en. Well, if he's there, gam bekeru shabasa v'chalav she'echmi hanaki ve'echmi hem ein hanaki, hanaki yasser. The clean one becomes yasser from the be'en of the other one. We say is the following, that the Shach is saying that if there's be'en of one of the two minim and the other of keli is a ben yaimai, that you should be machmir. That the Iroy is going to cause the be'en of the dirty one to go into the other min, and therefore the other min needs kashering. So to sum up the shach, you have dishes in your sink, you have spoons and forks in your sink, you find a milchik spoon or a fleshik spoon in your sink. What you come out from this shach, before we make any other chishbainos, what you come from this shach is the following. If they're both clean, and clean, I mean that there's no be'en of fleishiks or milachiks. Let's say we used for potatoes. There's no be'en of milachiks or fleishiks. What? No shuman. No food of fleishiks or food of milachiks at all. So then he's saying that it'll be mutter, like the Ramah. If the kalim, if there is be'en, so then the be'en is going to answer the min hasheni. So if there's ben a fleishik, then it'll ask for the milachik spoon. If there's ben a milachik, then it'll ask for the fleishik. That's the psak of this, of the shach. Rabbi Kiva Eger here has a ha'ara. Ramashin, his Chuvan thinks, says that we're machma like the shach, but not machma like the Rabbi Kiva Eger. He goes again that these are all chumras, built on chumras, built on chumras. Rabbi Kiva Eger, though, in Svara, has a big taina. He says, we're not talking here, you poured once. You're continuously pouring. He says, what's going on here with the shach? The shach says, I have be'en of one. Let's say I have fleishig be'en and a milchig ben yoimai spoon. So we're saying, okay, the milchig spoon you have to kasher. The kapli is from the be'en. The fleishig spoons you don't have to kasher because there was no milchig be'en. Director Bekita Eger, but 1 minute. In the first pour, the bli of the milchig spoon and the be'en of fleishigs acid each other. So it's nasa nevela. Now the fleishik's is iser. So nehi, in that pouring, the shah says we're not going to be machmir. But in your next pouring, now you already have traces in the thing. So in the next pouring, now we should ask the baita the next time. That's his kashim. Right? Every time as it's running, the next should ask. Oh. So lemaisa, Ramesha, he says it's svara, but the baker is in your adecha akalafet nis tshuva membeis. His Chuvan sinks, he says that it's enough to be machmir like the shach and not to be machmir like the like Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha.
So now, mentioned
cooler, okay, I mentioned to you in the past, Rav Moshe's kula, that if there's any cold water mixed into the flowing hot water, even if the resulting mixture is very hot, then it can be mekel because the cliche need the fanis makaros, the walls cooler. Doesn't matter how hot it is. A cliche is a cliche. So I think if you have water mixed in, that the water cools it off. So this is the thing. Now nobody brought up the question of soap, which I thought somebody will say right away. Soap is siftalin. which we'll get to in Yitzhak Shem next week, we'll get to the issue of Sa. But the Lamaista, though, in our Ramaisha adds what today, she says that an hour sinks, the odds of something asering is minimal. Because a Irui can only spread things kidei klipa. We have a sink with a flow. The flow goes straight down. The flow would have to hit the milchiks and the fleishiks at the same instant. Because once it spreads along the sides of the sink, it's not an issue anymore. People who wash dishes, they don't always stick everything with the be'en directly under. You're usually using a sponge or something, and you wipe it. You don't necessarily put it where the flow hits it directly. You have to remember, the flow is going to hit the sponge, not the keli. It's vaita not hitting it directly. It's only when it hits directly that could aser. And therefore, Ramesha considers it always to be a suffix if really something could have happened, in all cases. Has to be yatzilaitis by, all right, which it often is. But,
and no cold.
Yes, fakis, Ramesha says, to put away the keli for 24 hours. People call very often, they found the milchka spoon in the flesh of gedroah. They don't know what happened. So I tell them, don't use it for 24 hours. You'd be machmer in a ben yaimai. Any sveikis, you could really be making probably within 24 hours. But if it's easy to be machmer up to 24 hours, so you need to put it away for 24 hours. What?
The end of the
Ramah? The end of the Ramah, I understand. If you find a bay, okay, I'm talking the place where the assumption is that it happened. But you're right. The Rama says you don't have to be chayshish for the chumash.
What about a dishwasher?
What about a dishwasher? Okay. For today's discussion, we're going to consider a dishwasher to be iri in the same thing. Remind me next week. I'll tell you over what my shirat about the dishwasher.